This is the CPC Podcast, episode 67, for Sunday, November 3rd, 2019, Turn Signals. This podcast was recorded live at Central Presbyterian Church in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I'm your host, Zach Cosner. This week in church news, we are still collecting cans of sweet potatoes in McAleer Hall for Neighbor to Neighbor of Pine Bluff to help them with their Thanksgiving and Christmas food drives. Reverend Tim Reeves was unable to join us this Sunday for our worship service, so once again, Reverend Cameron Highsmith was gracious enough to fill our pulpit this morning. Let's go ahead and turn it over to Reverend Highsmith.
Let's read our scripture this morning. It's Luke chapter 6, verses 20 through 31. And he lifted up his eyes to his disciples and said, "Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you that hunger now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you and when they exclude you and revile you and cast out your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. So their fathers did to their prophets. But woe to you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you that are full now, for you shall hunger. Woe to you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets. But I say to you that here, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To him who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and of him who takes away your goods, do not ask them again. And as you wish that men would do to you, do so to them." This is the word of God. Please join me in prayer. Holy God, open our hearts and our minds. Let your word flow through us. Let it live in us so we can take it into this world. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. So I used to get so irritated when driving when other drivers did not use their turn signals. Sometimes I still do. And feel free to ask anyone that's ridden in the car with me about it. The lack of the use of turn signals has been a massive pet peeve of mine. It is my humble opinion the turn signal is the most important part of any driver's routine. But what's important about the turn signal is not that it's signaling where someone is about to go. Rather, it's about the person behind the wheel telling others what they're about to do. Now, there is this comedian who at one point was considered the darling of progressive thought on stage. He used everyday situations to engage his audience about the state of humanity and how we interact with each other. In almost every stand-up special, there were poignant pieces underlining issues and problems in our society. He would point them out and make his audience regard how they acted and treated others. His television show won multiple Emmys and was considered a masterpiece. He brought in lessons he taught his children and used his love life to reach into the essence of humanity. A lot of people, including myself, thought there was not a better and more empathetic person in all of comedy. And then this comedian was revealed to have a long history of sexually assaulting and harassing women. The Me Too movement brought him down, and it brought him down hard. Since this revelation, this comedian has had his show canceled and has not been on a major tour. He's tried to come back and has not been able to receive the attention or accolades he once had, and that is mostly because he has never, not once, sincerely apologized for what he did to others. And this morning, I am still going to quote one of his stand-up routines. I'm not going to say his name, though. Maybe some of y'all recognize the material, maybe you won't. Without saying his name, I believe I can still use his brilliant material as an insight into truth that we all need, while not giving credit to someone who turned out to be a really bad person. So in one of his stand-up routines, this comedian starts talking about what he's like behind the wheel of a car. He's quick to note that when people are driving is when we should be our most compassionate and kind and caring. After all, we are driving what could be considered a weapon. Think about that for a second. Each vehicle is thousands of pounds of steel filled with explosive chemicals, and we are hurling them down the freeway at over 60 miles an hour. We're driving missiles. In this routine, our discredited comedian says, one time, I was driving, and there was a guy ahead of me. He kind of, drifted into my lane for a second. And this came out of my mouth. I said, you worthless piece of, comedian says a word I won't utter from the pulpit. But then he pauses for the crowd to laugh because it's a funny moment. And this comedian goes on to say, what an indictment. What kind of way is that to feel about another human being? That's somebody's son. And the things I've said to people. And then he lists some other things that he has said about people. Again, none of which I will say from up here. But then he says, where outside of a car is that nearly okay? He goes on to explain that those pieces of glass and metal that separate us change everything. We yell at each other. We curse at each other. We completely separate ourselves from each other. But where outside of a car is that nearly okay? In the Gospel of Luke, we are given this sermon on the plain. Jesus is surrounded by his disciples and by other people and lays out some of his most important teachings. We receive the Beatitudes from our text today. In this section, Jesus tells us about the contrast between the poor and the rich, the hungry and those who have plenty, those who mourn and those who laugh now, and those who already receive accolades because they are the false prophets. Verses 20 and 21 give blessings to those who suffer, while their partner verses, 24 through 26, condemn those who oppress others. These Beatitudes are incredibly important gives and takes in Jesus' overall theology. Today, while talking about driving and using turn signals, we're going to focus on verses 27 through 31. But I say to you who are willing to hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on the cheek, offer the other as well. If someone takes your coat, don't withhold your shirt either. Give to everyone who asks and don't demand your things back from those who take them. Treat people in the same way you want them to treat you. That was the Common English version. And can we imagine those directives given in terms of driving? But I say to you, those who are willing to hear, use your turn signals. Let those who wait until the last minute to merge in. Bless those who give you the finger. Pray for those who do not check their blind spots. If someone cuts into your lane, let the next person enter too. Give your fellow driver not 3 seconds of distance, but 6 seconds, and do not demand the same of them. Treat your fellow driver like you want to be treated. Out of all the words we read today, I really do want to hone in on that last line of Jesus's. Treat people in the same way you want them to treat you. It's such a simple line, it really is. And on the surface, it is incredibly easy to grasp. I know I think I can follow this instruction every day until I realize I can't. Because when I really push myself to think about this command, I struggle. If I want to treat other people as I want to be treated, it becomes very apparent this instruction takes a whole lot of grace and kindness. And a lot of times as a human, I struggle to find that grace and kindness. And in the past, road rage has been one of my biggest struggles. There are times where I have been irrationally angry while driving. Remember the comedian talking about the other driver who kind of drifted into his lane, the comedian calling him an awful name. Really think about that for a moment. And I can't say I haven't reacted in the same way. And what an indictment that is, only this indictment doesn't present itself against the other driver. When I really sit down to think about my actions, the indictment is filed against me. Who am I to burst out in a fit of rage when someone fails to signal a turn? Who am I to curse at someone when they accidentally come over into my lane? Who am I to shake my fist or give the finger to someone who has a momentary lapse of judgment? What an indictment against myself. I, after all, am only human. What gives me the right to insist I know better than someone else? Because I, of course, have never failed to use a turn signal. I, of course, have not been in multiple accidents that were my fault. And I, of course, follow every rule of the road every time. Yes, my friends, your friendly pastors know how to use sarcasm. And these days, I am quicker to notice my irritation and anger building while I'm behind the wheel. Perhaps it's maturity. Perhaps it's the realization that my anger is only going to make me drive more irrationally. Really, though, I think it's the realization that there is another person behind that wheel in that other machine. And that person, like myself, deserves a tremendous amount of grace and kindness. And the best tool I have found is to imagine that other person and myself being outside of a car. For instance, if I was standing in line at the bank and another person walked in and cut in front of me, how would I engage them face to face? Is it fair to push the boundaries of human decency and declare them a substandard human? Would it be rational for me to give them a finger right there and curse and scream at them? Why does my being in a car change any of this? And what good does it do me to be unkind to my neighbor? If I choose to engage in road rage or to curse someone out at a bank, who does that serve? How does it serve anyone? And would it actually hurt me to think about the other as a human and engage them with a kindness that is so seldom offered in our society? Treat people in the same way that you want them to treat you. Again, it must be stressed how difficult this commandment can be. We are, after all, only human. We will falter when trying to follow this commandment. I would love to say I don't get angry at all anymore when I'm driving. I would love to say I meet people with kindness at every opportunity and every turn. The truth of the matter is, I do not. Even if it happens less and less, I can still get angry about another person's driving. I can still get angry if I see people cut in line. I still don't always treat others as I want to be treated. With hard work and a lot of effort, I can be better. And with serious concentration and mindfulness, we can all be better. Jesus' sermon on the plain is an effort to call out our humanity. In the Beatitudes, Jesus calls out the standards of society and how they are flawed. When Jesus tells us how to behave as children of God, he encourages us to throw away the rules of the world and to follow our hearts. We are supposed to go above and beyond what the world calls us to do. We are supposed to push ourselves and to take the extra step towards kindness. We're called to stop, think about our actions, and focus on treating each other as humans and not objects. We are called to be more human and more humane. Offering grace and kindness is a big and challenging thing because the world teaches us differently. The world tells us not to love our enemies. The world tells us not to bless those who curse us and pray for those who mistreat us. The world tells us to fight back instead of turning the other cheek. The world tells us to keep ourselves warm and not give away too much. The world tells us to put ourselves first and make sure we are taken care of. The world tells us to ignore our neighbor and make sure we get our rewards first. As Christians, we must take the instruction of treating others as we want to be treated to a deeper level. We must think about how we can put others first, focusing on their need for kindness and grace, because if we do this, we find the kindness and grace we need and deserve. At the end of the day, we know our neighbors are just as human as we are. And we know they will not be perfect because we are not perfect. And it's in those moments when the imperfection shines, we are tested the most. And if we can start to offer grace and kindness there, then we can know God in our hearts. So may we be kind. May we use our turn signals. May we let others in when they zoom to the end of the on-ramp. May we give others on the road some space. May we be forgiving of those changing lanes too quickly, and may we remember that at the end of the day, we are all human, and we are only trying to find the kindness and grace we all deserve. Amen.
Thanks again to Reverend Cameron Highsmith for filling in this week. If you like what you heard today, please consider subscribing. We're on Apple Podcasts, we're in the Google Podcast app, and we're also on the Stitcher app. Also, if you would, please consider giving us a 5-star review. It helps people find us. You can find us also on Facebook, you can follow us on Twitter, and on Instagram. Our username is CentralPresPB, which is conveniently also the address of our website. You can find us at www.centralprespb.com. At the website, you'll find worship schedules, our Central Scene newsletter, and other news and notes from around the church. Our theme music is brought to you by Excel Music Publishing, who can be found at www.freemusicpublicdomain.com. That'll do it for this week's episode. I'm your host, Zach Cosner, and I hope you have a great week. See you next time.